B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski will face the Lions tonight. He easily could have been playing for them. Instead, the Patriots and Lions were deep into trade discussions last offseason that peaked in the week of the draft when the two sides nearly completed a blockbuster trade for the tight end. When Gronkowski discovered he could be traded to Detroit that week, threatened to retire, met with the Patriots, wouldn't return the Lions' calls. The Patriots and Gronk were able to set up a happily ever after because they gave him the contract he wanted, and he is going to play tonight despite the fact that he had the ankle injury this week, but he could have been a Lion if he wanted. He rather stay in New England.
Yeah, it happened. Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
And that turned out to be prophetic. Good job, Jimmy Stewart. That was in 2018, early in the season. That's coming off the offseason where Gronkowski was acting like a real toolbox, real tool bag. Here, that was the vroom vroom press conference with the motocross, and Belichick had his ass traded. Had his ass traded to Detroit for a first-round pick. But as Schefter sort of alludes to there, doesn't get to all of it, but apparently Brady stepped in, Kraft stepped in, and the next thing you know, Gronkowski's back. Then he retires after the year, and the first opportunity he gets to rejoin Tom Brady somewhere other than New England, he takes it. Rob Gronkowski out of retirement, traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today for a fourth-round pick. We're going to take your reaction. You've been waiting patiently for it through the Wick Grossbeck interview and all that, so we'll go to you in a second, unless Maz or Murray had a developing opinion you want to get out first.
Nope.
Just quickly, I mean, I can't be alone in feeling like a sucker for, you know, actually buying into those crocodile tears from last August when he's doing that CBD medic thing that he's joining forces with them and he's talking about football has hurt him and he started to get scared. And I'm sure he did kind of mean that a little bit, but really what it really came down to is it wasn't that he was afraid of football. He was just done with Bill.
Here.
He didn't want to deal with his BS anymore.
Here.
He just wants to play with Brady.
He was done with this place. And that makes two. That makes two of the greatest players who've ever played the game were simply done with the Patriots experience. How's that taste? How's that feel? Does that reflect poorly on them? Or does it reflect poorly on them, the Patriots? Does it reflect poorly on the players or on Belichick? That's something I'd like to explore. I think it reflects poorly on them, by the way. Them. It reflects poorly on Brady and Gronkowski. I mean, I could look back and say, you know, if like Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke bolted out of Green Bay in the mid-60s because Vince was too hard on him. You know, how would I look back on Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke? I'd say, you guys, you couldn't hack it, huh? All that winning wasn't fun. And I'd look back at them and say, that's weak. And I'm sorry. That's how I look back at Brady and Gronkowski. Could have stayed and won some more, but it was too tough for you. He made it too hard on you. Aw, poor guys.
And I say it's ultimately more about Bill. Like, give a little, you taskmaster. It's a players' league. It's about the players.
I'm sorry, Murray. Can I just say, I think it's one big ball of suck. Like, they couldn't. I think it reflects poorly on all of them, frankly. I'm not going to pick one side over the other. I think the players could have sucked it up a little more, and I think Bill could have lightened up a little bit. If they had just done that, I think it would have still worked.
Okay, your reaction. Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, first of all, I've been sick of him for like 2 years. So everything that he's been with his stupid press conferences and his stupid announcements between the CBD thing, the beach party crap, the NFL on Fox, everything he's done since he has not played for the Pats has driven me up an effing wall. So take the fourth round pick. See you later, dude. But listen, this is how you know the apocalypse is among us right now. Because when in the hell would you ever think that the effing Tampa Bay Buccaneers would land two of the greatest players, one in each their position, by the way, in the same friggin' offseason? I don't know what the hell to think what this season's going to be. I almost hope that Gronk doesn't even play. Like, he's so annoying.
He is so annoying. And Tom, we can say off the field, Gronkowski was a fail. I thought his stuff on Fox was insipid, was moronic. And I don't feel like he did anything well. I thought he could have done the wrestling well. I thought he had that in him. Stu, he wasn't even good at the wrestling thing, was he?
I don't think he ever had the real chance to do it. And he can still do both.
if they get to SummerSlam and it's actually in Boston, he's going to wrestle a match in between training camp and preseason games. I promise you that.
My point is, it's not like he set the world on fire even doing that.
No, they hated him.
So all this crossover stuff that we thought he could do, he couldn't. He couldn't do it. Pat in Connecticut. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, guys. Hey, this looks like a public relations nightmare for the Patriots. I would tell him to screw. I would let him sit in retirement hell. I would take the fourth round pick and stick it. Don't let him play.
Well, so Bill, I'm going to cut you off. Bill sort of feels this way because he feels strongly, Maz, about not letting players call their shots, not letting players get their way, because if he lets a player win in a situation like this, then the next guy says, well, all I have to do is act out, sit out, and Bill will trade me to where I want to go. And Bill has always felt in the past that sort of is a bad precedent. So he's always been reticent to let a player shoot his way out of town, for lack of a better term. And that's kind of what happened here. So I know part of Bill's probably pissed about this.
Yeah, but again, to just let Gronk rot there, how does that help the Patriots?
It doesn't.
I mean, I got over that part of it a long time ago. I thought Gronk screwed them last year at the draft. We talked about it a lot, and I don't think enough fans understood how badly he porked them last year by stringing them along. And then he retired, and they were stuck without a tight end. So now here they are. Brady's gone. They're entering a new phase. Gronk does no good for them just sitting there, whether he's cashing a check or not. He was still their property. So they might as well dump his ass and get something for him. I think at this stage, it's more about them helping themselves than it is sticking it to Gronk, and they just turned a nothing, because he was a nothing for them, into a fourth round pick. I think that's half decent.
No, it's found money. It's found money, but I know Bill doesn't like the player winning, and Gronkowski won here. He won. Kevin in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say real quick, I think Bill had some leverage here. Knowing that Brady and Gronk wanted to play together, I would have liked to see them try to maybe get O.J. Howard back, even if you have to sweeten that pot a little bit, maybe get a young starting tight end back for a guy that, you know, wasn't doing you any good anyway.
So here's what I wonder, Kevin. I wonder if the fourth round pick's going to be a better return than O.J. Howard.
Right.
I mean, there's a chance that they cut O.J. Howard, especially now. You know, who's the second tight end there that they like, Murray?
Cameron Brate.
So they like Brate better to begin with. Now they have Gronkowski. They have one too many tight ends. I bet you that O.J. Howard might be released. So, as crazy as it sounds, a fourth-round pick might be more valuable than a young starting quality tight end that may get cut here.
I mean, you might end up with both.
Jay and Everett. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Thank God this two-bag is heading south, I'll tell you. It's a long time coming. He's been holding the fans here hostage for 2 years. I've been waiting for breaking news to come on your show for 2 years that they hired Denzel Washington to come in and negotiate the fandom that he was holding hostage. See you later, bye. At this point, a bag of doorknobs and a ham sandwich would have been satisfying enough for me.
Okay, so it feels like Patriots fans are done with Rob Gronkowski pretty quick. That didn't take long.
Well, look, the act got old. The act got old a long, long time ago. So, you know, all that stoogery and then the stuff with the CBD medic. And I'm sorry, Karen Garigian wrote something in the Herald here a little while ago that it has been Gronk's plan to get back with Brady for a long, long time. Going all the way back to the time that he retired. I'm going to see if I can find the exact comment, because to me, it felt like the whole thing was an orchestration on the part of Gronk. Here it is. Per a source, the all-world tight end has imagined this scenario of reuniting with Brady for quite a while. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision, a request to trade. If Brady ever left, Gronkowski was going to join him wherever he landed. So that line in particular right there tells you he wasn't going to play with Brady in New England. He wasn't going to play with Brady here. So he just wanted to get out of New England. The whole, you know, the whole injury trauma and everything else feels like one big bag of garbage.
But he still could have handled last year better than. He should have been up front as soon as the season was over. They won that Super Bowl and just said, I'm done. Because he did absolutely screw them. Remember the thing with Jared Cook who ended up with the Saints?
Yes.
Once free agency started, there was some interest there, but there was confusion on Cook's part because he's like, well, I don't know if Gronk's coming back. So I'm good. I'm moving on.
No, this is Maz's point. He made that earlier. It's a good point. He jerked him around last year, too. Ben in Martha's Vineyard. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Guys, I think in the future we'll see that people will come down on Belichick's side. I just think they got sick of Gronkowski and Brady. It's more about their smoothie shakes and WWE than football. And I think the majority will come down on Belichick's side. But think of it like this, guys. I know a fourth round pick, it's just kind of weird how the NFL has weird values on veterans. But think about that pick could be a KJ Hill, a Hamler, a Rager, some of the guys you talked to before. So overall, I think it's a positive thing for us.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't getting anything out of Gronkowski. Now they have a fourth round pick. So like, that's found money. I'm with you on that. But that thing about how we're going to look back, I'm sorry, I'm with the caller. When you have Vince Lombardi, you don't sit back there and go, well, Vince should have bent to the, you know, he should have changed his ways for his play. No, that's not the way it works in that sport. This is not the Bulls and that documentary. It's a different sport. It's a whole different deal. So I'm sorry. And what were Brady's and Gronkowski's priorities at the end? Were their number one priorities winning? I don't think so. I think Brady's number one priority became his brand, and Gronkowski's number one priority was being able to take off his shirt and do shots off his nipples or whatever. Like, he just wants to jerk around. So I don't look at those guys and no, I'm sorry. I look at the players and say they changed, and I don't feel the same way about them. I don't look at Bill and blame him for chasing them off. I blame those guys for getting soft is what I do.
Well, so look, again, they're probably first. I mean, that's a fair point. They changed more than Bill did. I also think that as time went on and they won more and more, Bill could have loosened the reins a little bit on certain guys who he knew would be there in the big games. So that's my only point.
I think he did, Maz. I think he did. Those guys practiced less and less as the years went on. How many days off did Brady get during the week? And we, you know, Gronkowski too. And, you know, Bill did give in on Guerrero. They reached a compromise on that. I mean, how many times did they allow Gronkowski to do his thing as well? I mean, they let Gronkowski be Gronkowski for the most part. I don't know. To me, I feel those guys changed and their priorities changed. I do.
So, no, look, it's a fair point. Maybe they just got to the stage where they wanted to stick it to Bill. But just to circle back to something you said at the beginning of the segment about how Bill doesn't like to let a player dictate it. You know, dictate where he's going to end up, or, you know, let the player call the shots.
Yeah.
If Bill doesn't empower those kinds of players. He lost that fight 2 years ago. He tried to ship this guy's ass out to Detroit, and he got blocked. Whether it was by Brady, the owner, Gronk, a combination of the three, whatever it was, Bill lost his nuts on that one. Hmm. And so at least now he's getting a fourth-round pick for him.
Who's the greatest Patriot of all time?
Brady.
Who's the second greatest Patriot of all time?
Might be Gronk.
Yeah. Maybe Ty Law.
I mean, look, again, if you were to say Brady's the best player at his position in the history of the league, he's the best player in the history of the league, but let's go by position. No question about it, he plays the most important position on the field. What other Patriot can we say definitively is the best player at his position in the history of the league?
John Hannah's the
only candidate. Yeah, the only other candidate is Hannah.
Hannah. So yeah. 1, 2, 3 is Brady, and then you can debate Hannah or Gronkowski for two. I think I might go Gronkowski on number two. The two greatest Patriots, arguably, of all time, out the door in one offseason to Tampa. Your reaction right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
And we assume Gronkowski in the green room, as you heard from Dion, said it's right from the horse's mouth. It seems that the Patriots chose him 42nd overall.
That's a football-playing family right there, folks.
I traveled each and every highway and more. much more than this. I did it my way.
Brady play action fake, end zone, caught, touchdown, Gronkowski. His first career touchdown, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. And he spikes it with a mighty spike.
Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
Floats it long and deep. Gronkowski's got it. Hat trick touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski. His third touchdown of the game.
Yeah, we're on the big screen right now. Give me a chest ball. Boom!
Little pass to the near side. Caught by Gronkowski. Hit by Bridge. Tackle 20 down the sideline. The 10. He's chased to the 5. Down the sideline. He somersaults over the pylon. It is a touchdown. He's like one of the flying Willendas.
Yeah, yeah, we did good.
Snap to Brady, looks, fires, caught, touchdown Rob Gronkowski, of course. And that breaks the record for touchdowns by a tight end in the NFL season.
Super Bowl, we're going to the shed, we're going to the shed.
Gronkowski makes the grab left seam, stiff arms the defender at the 25, step free at the 20, turn to the 15, 10, angling right to the 5, his third touchdown for the Patriots.
Beast mode, protein bars for everybody.
Gronkowski's in line for the basket. Goes into the stall, and then turns around to one of his brothers and says, crossies?
Carries across the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
And Gronkowski does the spin inside, and what's he do? He picks his eyes up, because he's looking for Sergio Brown.
Yes, he was just yapping to me the whole time, and that's why I took him and threw him out of the club.
Tom pumps. He throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch! Breaking it in with his left hand!
Hey, Boston!
I did it my way. For what is a man?
Gronkowski.
What has he got?
This being Gronkowski.
If not himself.
Where are you? Up in space?
A little nutcracker, dude.
And there's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
Shotgun snap to Brady, dropping back, lobs a throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch, over two defenders, tumbling to the two, first and goal to go.
I just told you, they're going to bleed him. He's going to dink, he's going to dunk you, he's going to set you up. Brady sees it, and it's a 29-yard strike to the big boy.
Yes, it was
thank Jim Louth, midday producer, put that together when Gronkowski retired last year. And little did we know, or maybe some suspected it, it wasn't quite a retirement. It was his first move in getting the hell out of town as he was done. Gronkowski was done with the Patriots. He was done with Belichick. He wanted to keep playing, but he only wanted to play with Brady, and it had to be somewhere other than New England. And today that happened. He's traded today to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He will come out of retirement and play with Brady for the Bucs next year. The Patriots receive a fourth-round pick in return. We're getting your reaction to it, Maz. So should Patriots fans be pissed? They shouldn't. I know what you're saying. They shouldn't. It's found money. You weren't getting anything out of him, and now you get a fourth-round pick pretty much out of the ether. So I understand its value add, but I think there's a bad taste in the mouth, Maz. I think there's a bad taste left from the way Gronkowski handled it the last couple of years. You know that.
So listen, yeah, my only point is the time to be pissed at Gronk was a long time ago. That's my only point, is that with the shenanigans he was pulling, what were people holding back? Because he was wearing the uniform? Like, now that he's gone, he's out the door, and he wants to go play with Brady, now you kick the crap out of him? The fans should have been agitated with him a long, long time ago. I mean, he was pulling this nonsense for years. Really, not to mention all the stuff that went on with the injuries and the family press releases and the whole nine yards. It was just a struggle with him to the end. At this stage, be grateful you got something for him.
We continue again with your reaction to it. Tony in Stoneham. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I hope you guys stay safe. Look,
too.
You know what this proves? the players are more important than the coach. Belichick and the guy from Green Bay and all those guys, if the players don't execute, then nothing.
You don't know that yet, Tony. You don't know that yet.
Let me tell you right now. Here's what's going to happen. The odds on Tampa Bay have already dropped. The Patriots won't make the playoffs this year. And the Bucs are going to be fighting for the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, the Bucs got better today, Tony. That's for sure. But the Patriots got no worse. And if they can turn that fourth-round pick into something, maybe even they get a little bit better. I'm not expecting much. But the Patriots haven't lost anything today, and Tampa did gain something. But this whole thing about, you know, what's more important, well, you're going to find out. And, you know, look, the players are extremely important even in that sport. I think coaching is the most important in that sport versus any other. But it's still about the players. I get that. The question is, at this juncture, at this stage, what does Brady have left? What does Gronkowski have left? Right. And we're going to see that versus what Belichick has left. We're going to see it on the field. That's the beauty of this whole story. But I still think this reflects worse on the players than it does on Belichick. It just, aw, Bill was too mean. Aw.
Well, and this is, the more I'm thinking about it, if I'm ownership, today I sit back and I ask myself, well, wait a minute, because, you know, we just all said in that last segment, these are the two greatest players in franchise history. They're now in Tampa because of the coach's incapacity to get along with them? Wait a minute, hold on. So if we take any kind of a hit,
is that what happened, or did both those players get soft and have reordered priorities?
What's more important, the players or the coach? I say the players. So now I'm just saying, if I'm the Crafts, if I look at this here in the next couple of seasons, if we take a financial hit, if we take a hit in the TV ratings, if we take a hit in terms of the public opinion, well, guess what, Bill? Clock's ticking. You don't have that long of a leash, because if you don't put out a winning product in the next couple of seasons, you're out. Oh. I don't care about your legacy, because clearly you didn't care about the legacy of the two greatest players in franchise history.
Murray, I agree. We talked about this last week on his birthday, that he's not going to get the leeway that other coaches of his stature would get. You know, though, the clock is ticking on him. He's got to produce, because I don't think they'll give him three really bad seasons. They might give him one or two, but they won't give him three. So I agree with you on that. But let me ask you, would you rather have had Brady for one or two more years with Gronkowski or Belichick? So that's your choice.
Oh, Brady and Gronk.
I wouldn't have.
Bill.
Me too. No.
So honestly, I think the person who looks bad in this to me is Kraft. Because again, Bill, I look at it the opposite that you do, Murray, is that Bill was ready to move on from Brady and Gronk both. And he might have been able to get something for each of them, or at the very least have the quarterback in place to replace Brady already. And he could have gotten a first for Gronk 2 years ago. And apparently, Adam Schefter retweeted, or someone tweeted it. The trade with Detroit was Gronk and a second for a first and a second.
Oy. Why was he so desperate to get rid of him then? Because he shakes his ass too much after a touchdown and he dances too much? Like,
okay, so,
get
but
over
again,
yourself.
But again, was he right?
It's about
so
the
now
players.
Look,
I just so now more than ever want to be right about this. I just want him to get exposed.
So listen, I'm not telling you I'm not a 100% Belichick guy, but I think with these two players, he was out in front of it and he got pulled back.
So Maz, so it was a first round pick in the 2019 draft from Detroit. So you're saying, so that would have been the eighth overall pick, FYI. It would have been the eighth overall pick. So that if Detroit was offering a first for Gronkowski, maybe they would have been better with Gronk. So it wouldn't have been eight. Maybe it would have been a little lower. But, you know, Detroit ended up picking eighth. So one more year of Gronk or the eighth overall pick? I mean, I don't know. But I agree with Maz. I bet you Bill, again, is shooting Robert a little bit of an I told you so thing. I told you with these guys. I told you.
Definitely. And can I just add quickly, because I texted you this and I wonder, because when this started to break, Jay Glazer tweeted that he got in touch with Gronk and that Gronk had already had the physical and the deal wasn't official, but it was going to go through. So, boy, he got a hold of Gronk pretty quick, didn't he? Like, as soon as he needed him to. And I wonder, was this the story Glazer was going to give us last week?
Huh.
And
maybe.
Yeah, and whatever, someone on that side said, no, don't go with it yet. We're not quite there yet. We're not across the goal line. Don't go with the story yet. So you had to reverse field and come up with the story about the lineman with COVID. I don't know. I wonder. Because I think this thing clearly has been going on for a long time.
Well, so maybe. But, you know, Gronkowski works on Fox, and Jay's the Fox guy. So
sure.
That feels like a, you know, that's an easy one for the Glaze. I could have used that. I could have used that instead of the center with the COVID last week. That is right. For sure, Maz. Fair
How about
point.
You wait a week?
Okay. Again, if you're just joining us, major breaking news on the Patriots. You have it here in the update, and we continue with your reaction.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life. Like, the joy. I'm sorry right now, but, oh, dang, let me, oh. I really was, and I was fighting through it, and I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through, and I knew I just have to fix myself, and I believe I have the tools, I have the people around me, I have CBD medic team around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it, whenever during a workout, whatever it is, so I can do the most safe alternative way for myself. I believe I have the great people around me to get to where I need to get to in life. And I am very satisfied where I am in life now.
The big galoot had me that day in August. He partners with the weed company. Breaks down in tears over how football was bringing him down. And then all of his sob stories about his concussions. He had me going, had me feeling for him a little bit. Turns out he just didn't like, well, Bill was too mean to him.
Yeah, that's what it was. You know what? It turns out, so I want to correct myself, because I too feel like a sucker. It's like, okay, man, that sounds genuine. And those tears, it's like he shook up. But it just turns out the reasoning was different. It wasn't that football and the abuse on his body is what had him all feeling that way
it's
and
Bill.
Up in his feelings. No, it was that he worked for an a-hole.
Bill. Yeah. Your boss wasn't nice to you. Oh, you had a mean boss. Oh, all those championships. Not that interested in that. I'm much more interested in win, lose, wee, booze. My new coach wears funny hats and drinks after games, whether they win or lose. Wee! Yoy soy fiesta! I get to go take my shirt off, rub my nipples, and my tequila shots. Like, that's all he cares about. Like, Jesus. But in the offseason, he had me going, though. I felt for him a little bit. For the game of football, really bringing you down, huh? Oh, it's just you had a mean coach. So that's sort of how I feel about both those guys, Brady and Gronkowski. And I want Brady to do well. And I've said this a million times. The best story is Brady plays well and Belichick coaches well. And they both win at a high level. And ideally, hopefully they meet in a big game. And even just short of that, I think it's great if both succeed. And I'm rooting for Brady. I want him to be balls to the wall to prove everybody wrong in Tampa. And I want Bill to be balls to the wall here and prove everybody wrong here. So I'm rooting for both those guys, Bill and Brady. I have a hard time rooting for Gronk for some reason. And not that he's the worst person in the world. I don't want to, go too far with it. I'm just, I don't know. I'm less into his thing than I am the other two guys.
Well, he was just, again, he was manipulative for a long period of time. You know, between the injuries and the trade, everything. It was just, and that act at the CBD thing. And look, I don't doubt that Gronk has had physical problems. I mean, you can't play the way he has played over the course of his career and not take your share of hits, and we've all seen it. But he laid it on to us as a, you know, I'm not going to be able to live a normal life like a normal human being. That's how he sort of laid the whole thing on to us. And the reality is he just didn't want to play in New England anymore. He again, that line in that Karen Garigian story that also went up, that if Brady ever left, Gronkowski was going to join him wherever he landed. So anywhere but Foxborough? Anywhere but Foxborough. I mean, that's effectively what he's saying.
And he also said in the offseason he's had over 20 concussions. During an interview with NBC News in late August, Gronk revealed one of his ugliest injuries of all. Apparently, his head took such a beating that liquid started to form in his skull. Quote, no lie, I felt my head. I used to have liquid, Gronkowski said. It used to be thick, like my head used to be thicker, like a centimeter of liquid in some spots. And you feel it. I'd be like, what the heck? You could put indents in my head. But now, finally, I'm getting the right treatments and doing the right thing. So half of this was a sell of his weed thing.
Oh, for sure.
Was the CBD thing. And the other half was, no, it actually what hurt was my head because of Belichick. He gave me a headache. is really what it was.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's hard to sit here and, I mean, again, if I'm a guy who has concussion problems and post-concussion syndrome and the whole nine yards, if I'm a guy that has dealt with that, and I see Gronk going back to football after that whole spiel with CBD Medic, I'd be pissed. I'd be insulted, frankly.
Okay, more your reaction. Chris and Rainham, how do you feel about this?
For 20 years, Bill Belichick has said he will do whatever is best for the team. Is not having Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski because you don't like that Gronk jumped on his back after a touchdown celebration what's best for the team? No, it is not. At the end of the day, the Patriots are better these next 2 years, building for the future while having Brady and Gronk. He just couldn't get over his own ego, and he ruined his legacy due to it. And it does not get any more sad than this. Can you think of a worse scenario? If you, a year ago at this time, you were like, what's the worst case scenario for the Patriots? Can you think of one right now where Brian Hoyer is the leading odds-on getter to be the quarterback and Brady and Gronk are in Tampa?
Here's a worse scenario. Brady and Gronk hang on for just one, two more years. But again, one is more interested in selling vibrating rollers and the other is more interested in doing tequila shots off his nipples. But you have him for one or two more years and you contend. But Josh McDaniels is your coach. And then these guys move on after one or two more years and you're stuck with a guy that has no idea what he's doing. That's a worst case scenario than this. At least you've got a guy calling the shots. It's the best that ever was. And he's got a chance to rebuild it. So I'd rather take this scenario than the other scenario.
I think people are forgetting what Gronk looked like in that final year. Now, I don't know what he's going to look like this coming year. But the guy who played in 2018 was not a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, but with some rest, he was a factor in the postseason.
But again, he was better in Murray, but he still wasn't the same. And so, and look, I'm not telling you they're going to suck in Tampa. I'm just telling you that I don't think it's worst case scenario that they're both gone. I'm trying to be consistent with this. I think the Patriots needed to turn the page, and neither Gronk, well, Brady on 1 year would have been different, but at a multi-year commitment, I think they're better off moving from both of them.
What a freaking story. Gronkowski's so sick of it, he just quits. Then he waits the year for Brady to, you know, shoot his way out of town, and then he joins him in freaking Tampa. Good God. Are you saying it is? This truly is the apocalypse. Keith in Pittsfield. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, guys. A couple quick things. First of all, I think as time goes on, I disagree. I think the way we remember Brady leaving will be totally different than the way we remember Gronk leaving, because there is some ridiculousness to the Gronk thing. Second of all, Murray, I am 100% in lockstep with you. As much as I'm a Patriots fan, I want to see Bill Belichick fail really badly, because there's really no proof that he's the greatest coach of all time. He's only won with Tom Brady. Third of all, what really bums me out about this is that if Gronk really just needed to get healthy, get away from Bill, and then he goes and has a great year with Brady, doesn't this put an asterisk in our ability to argue Brady versus Belichick? I mean, it kind of like puts a kibosh on that whole argument that he had to take Gronk there to have success, which I didn't want in the first place.
Nah, I know that last thing I don't. If Brady has a great year, he proves something with or without Gronkowski. He had good people around him before Gronkowski. He was surrounded by good talent before Gronkowski got there. What was I going to say on that first thing?
Wanting Belichick to fail, well, fall on his face?
I mean, I can see it. I mean, and if he does, good story. If he succeeds, good story. The whole thing's a good story.
Oh, for sure.
But there was something else I was going to say about it. It'll come to me. It'll come to me on my ride home in about 30 minutes.
Of course.
When it'll come to me. Joe in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, you guys are always talking about how Kraft, you know, doesn't meddle. He's like the best owner. He always, you know, lets the football people make the football decisions. Sounds like to me he's meddling just as much as Jerry Jones.
A little bit,
Joe. I don't
see
any difference.
Little
bit. And you know what? If they don't win in the next 2 years, he's going to meddle even more.
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as Bill's gone, forget about it. Floodgates are open. But no. There was meddling in the transition. Bill had it. He had the next quarterback, and he was going to trade Gronkowski for a first-round pick. and he had the transition. He knew that the clock was ticking on both Brady and Gronkowski for various reasons, and he had the transition nailed. And Kraft sort of got in the way of it. And Brady and that whole, we all know how it all transpired, and it got in the way of it. Now, they got an extra championship out of it, so you can't say that they got nothing out of it. And maybe you trade that championship for what Bill wanted in the transition. But this is not the transition Bill had in mind. He had it. He had the transition set, and it was blown up from him.
No, he had it right. I think that, he generally had it right. Maybe he was a little off on Brady, but certainly Brady was still playing well at the end. But the only point I disagree with on the callers is you guys say that Kraft doesn't meddle. When did we say that?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's all we did was talk about how he stuck his nose in there on Brady and he stuck his nose in there on Gronk. So, and I'm not telling you he doesn't have the right. It's his team. But that part I never said.
Claire in Westwood. Hi, Claire.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call and watching you guys on TV. I think you guys are hilarious. But listen, I'm torn about the news. God, it's like a soap opera. You can't make this stuff up. Do you think Edelman is...
Yes.
Next to go to the Buccaneers?
I think Edelman right now is sitting there going, Tommy, come get me, Tommy. I don't want to stay and play for this mean coach. I don't like the winning. He's just, no, he's too mean to me. I want to join you guys and do nipple shots off of Gronkowski's torso. That's Edelman's pissed right now. Go ahead, Murray.
So, I mean, this lit the internet on fire here in the last 15, 20 minutes or so. He apparently unfollowed Brady on Instagram.
Oh, good.
And then, of course, the internet lost its mind, and he has since refollowed Tom Brady on Instagram.
Now, talk about soap opera.
That's the most, 2020 crap you can imagine.
That is our time right there, right?
Oh, hey, look, the seniors have graduated, and now the junior's still stuck there with a team that he doesn't want to be on.
Here's what I wanted to say about Gronkowski. Does he want to play football or not? Because you said this before, Maz. If Brady had stayed here, right, which was entirely possible that Brady, I'm not going to Tampa, and he stays on a one-year crappy deal with New England and just does it one more time, would Gronkowski have come back to play that one last year with Tom Brady here?
No.
But he'll do it in Tampa?
Yep.
It's like, Brady's a little different because he just wanted to keep playing, and he wanted to keep playing in the best situation he could. He would have stayed here if they've given him the right offer. He would have stayed for Bill. But would Gronkowski have stayed for Bill?
No.
No. So, it's a little different. So you only want to play with the pirate ship and the booze, we win or lose, we booze coach and that sort of thing. Like, you wouldn't have come back. Brady would have come back. Gronkowski wouldn't have. And I don't know. I sort of look at that differently.
Oh, for sure. Again, I think that Gronk clearly, again, if it's playing with Brady, he wouldn't have done it in Foxborough. He wouldn't have done it here. It's unbelievable.
Right. So that happened today. Rob Gronkowski to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will pick that up tomorrow at 2 p.m. Next, though, the final word.
Tugger and Maz. Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Jim.
Nobody.
Nope. Well,
before I'll... Go ahead.
No, I was just giving you a nobody. Go.
Before we got to the big news of the day with Gronk being traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we did open up talking about the potential issues at the virtual NFL draft, which kicks off Thursday night. It's a lot of issues that Felger certainly would not want to have to deal with if he was one of the GMs or coaches in the league.
As soon as you get on Wi-Fi or use a cell phone or an internet connection, period, it's going to be glitchy and, you know, for schnarled, and it's just the way it is. And most of them are olds, meaning GMs and coaches like me. They don't know, like, I don't know what this is. I don't get it. You yell and scream until one of your kids comes in and fix it, or an IT guy if you're at work, and you don't know what you're doing. And so why are you dinking around with that? Just have a conference call and then let ESPN figure out the broadcast on their own time, and that's that. And this whole thing about, like, and you know, just reading up on it, and then all the communication that has to exist between the coaches and the GMs and their scouts, and how they all conference in with each other, never mind how the point person then conferences in with the league, and then how do those people communicate with other teams for trades and things of this nature, never mind calling the actual picks. And it's like, oh God, I have a headache just thinking about it. Just get on the phone. Get on a phone call. Call them. Landline. And we got a Zoom. We got a network. We got a whatever all this crap is that you guys dink around with. You got all dink around with that stuff. It ain't going to work. It's going to glitch. And it's going to be painful to watch. I mean, you know that's happening.
Can you imagine Belichick if this thing like flips out while he's on the clock? He's gonna lose his mind over this thing, and it will. There will be glitches galore. I guarantee you.
Zoom conference, Microsoft Teams, WebEx. Go F yourself. Go take that and shove it up your keister. WebEx. I'll give you WebEx. Well, as WebEx, do that on your own time. Worry about your WebEx. Seriously.
By the way, Bill Gates' email got hacked today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This is the whole point. You can't.
Oh, boy.
Landline phone call. That's it. Landline phone call. Landline.
I still think the best thing so far was this news from Schefter today that the Lions GM said their director of IT, Steve Lancaster, is going to be stationed in a Winnebago in his driveway during the whole draft in case there's technical issues.
So good. Yeah, we're going to put the guy in the basement. In a trailer in the garage in the driveway.
Yeah, stay in there. Here's all the beef jerky you can deal with.
God,
he's staying in the in-law apartment.
Seriously. Pick up the phone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.